At hearings this week, the U.S. Congress essentially told U.S. automakers, not so fast. Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Majority Leader Harry Reid instructed the automakers to draft a plan of how they would use any financial bailout before coming back to Congress next month. Let's go to Detroit now. Dave Sedgwick is an editor for Automotive News. He joins us from member station WDET. Thanks so much for being with us.
Pleasure to be here.
And Jim McTevia is a bankruptcy and restructuring expert. He joins us by phone from Bingham Farms, Michigan. Mr. McTevia, thank you.
It's my honor and pleasure.
Mr. Sedgwick, you first, please. Can the industry make it until January? What's the feeling?
Well, it's very clear that both Chrysler and GM are in very deep trouble. If you look at the cash burn, how much money they're spending month to month, and the amount of cash they have left, they're both pretty much running on fumes right now.
Mr. McTevia, did that math add up for you?
If the option of Chapter 11 is even being considered, and my hunch is that it is more than being considered, Dave's right on.
What would happen if the big three U.S. automakers went out of business? Mr. Sedgwick?
Well, there's been some sort of rough-and-ready studies done of that very question. There's an outfit in Ann Arbor, Michigan called the Center for Automotive Research that estimates we would see nationwide the loss of 240,000 direct jobs, that is, people who work for the Detroit Three automakers, close to 1 million jobs lost in indirect employment, so that would be suppliers and the like, and then spin-off employment could be another 1.8 million jobs added up, maybe the loss of 3 million jobs nationwide. Part of the problem is that these companies are so large and have so many creditors, so many suppliers, so many dealers that many of them would go out of business if a bankruptcy judge were to withhold payment. And if that would happen, there'd be a domino effect where they'd drag down other automakers that depend on them for parts.
Mr. McTevia?
Well, first of all, it's my opinion that the automobile manufacturers are not going to go out of business. Two of them will probably survive. Ford will be able to avoid a Chapter 11. General Motors must and necessarily should go into a Chapter 11. And my opinion is that the private company, Chrysler Corporation's owners, may dispose of assets outside of a Chapter 11 liquidating plan, or would dispose of them within Chapter 11.
Recognizing, Mr. McTevia, that you're a bankruptcy and restructuring expert, would it be a better idea for car companies to declare bankruptcy under Chapter 11, organize their debts, reorganize the company, than it would be for them to receive a bridge loan?
If the bridge loan is going to them to support losses, then the answer is yes. It would be better for the company to reorganize in a Chapter 11. If I were a supplier, I would rather have stock in a reorganized General Motors going forward than I would continue to supply General Motors and all of a sudden have it have to fail.
Mr. Sedgwick, is there anybody in Detroit that shares the idea that maybe Chapter 11 is a better way of reorganizing the auto industry than a loan would be?
All three of them have publicly said they don't think it can work. And we've talked to people at GM privately who agree that it's a bad idea. Mm-hmm. The problem with GM and Ford and Chrysler is they had an unbalanced lineup of products. They were into heavy trucks, big full-sized SUVs, big pickups. They decided they didn't need small cars. We saw how well that turned out. They put all their eggs in one basket, and when that product segment collapsed, they had nothing left. So now they're trying to balance their product lineup. I think the companies know what they have to do. The question is whether they can survive long enough to do it.
Is that the purpose of the money?
Absolutely. An auto company burns an astounding amount of money when things are going bad. General Motors was burning as much as $2 billion a month, Ford a similar amount. GM thinks it can get that down to $1 billion a month, but at that rate, they'll run out of money very quickly. I think all the companies are trying to figure out, how do we get through the recession in 2009, hang on till 2010 when we think things will turn around, mm-hmm. and they can't do that on their own.
Gentlemen, thanks so much, both of you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Scott.
David Sedgwick, editor for Automotive News, and Jim McTevia, bankruptcy and restructuring expert, both speaking from Metro Detroit.